Was up, Vankers?
Hello, Vankers!
The hills are alive with the sound of drama. Oh.
The moment you've all been waiting for.
Yeah.
We're chiming in, baby. We can't. It's, you know what? It's gotten to the point now. It's no longer a thing behind the scenes. It is out in the open, baby. It's crazy.
Well, you know what? Everybody was being very respectful about it, including us, you know, not really talking about it. But then, I mean, then Yas just was like, nah, you know, you guys are all speculating about drama. There's drama.
Yeah.
Yas is saying, yes and to everything that you're saying.
Yas Verstappen coming off the top rope and doing the suplex to the fucking, just doing the, I don't even know, what are wrestling moves? What's the most epic wrestling move that you can do?
What is the most epic wrestling move? I haven't thought about this in a long time. I mean, there's anything like Chris Jericho any of Chris Jericho's move, Bret Hart's moves. Yeah. I mean,
it's kind of like I know what it is.
Dude, YouTube Rey Mysterio 619. He was this athletic Mexican luchador who would just go off. He wouldn't even jump off the ropes. He would do this like sidewinder kick. It was insane.
Yeah.
Are you watching it right?
I'm looking at it right now. Yeah, let me see this. Let's see here.
That was my favorite wrestler.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. He just grabs the two of the ropes and flings his whole body into it and then fucking does a circling horseshoe kick to the face, dude. That is the image of what Yas Verstappen did to the fucking Formula One paddock this week. Because, yeah, I mean, this is just, it's crazy. Max Verstappen's going to go to Mercedes? What is happening? What is going on, dude? Yeah.
All right.
Where do we even begin?
We have to give ourselves some runway before the paywall.
Yeah,
so let's talk about other things first.
Yes.
Because that's what we're going to be talking about behind the paywall.
Yeah, that's right.
Who do you think is feeling really stupid right now? I'm going to make you say it.
Okay.
Who is feeling like an absolute dumbass right now? Who do you think feels dumber than any other person in Formula One right now?
Lewis Hamilton?
No.
I don't know. Who are you thinking?
Lando fucking Norris, dude.
Yeah.
You don't think he's feeling like a moron right now?
Yeah.
Did he sign that McLaren contract like when he absolutely didn't need to?
Right.
He was signed through 2025, I think. You know, he had like a year or two more left on his deal.
Mm-hmm.
And if this Red Bull thing, he could have gotten the Mercedes seat maybe.
Yep.
But if Max goes to Mercedes, he definitely could have gotten the Red Bull seat.
Yeah.
He would have been their top choice.
Yeah, the early reports of what's going on, if some of these rumors are true or this does happen, if Max does go to Mercedes, the reports, They're eyeing Albon, they're eyeing Piastri, and then recently Flavio was seen in Saudi with Christian and some of the Red Bull team. There might be a Fernando Alonso to Red Bull if Max leaves.
Oh my God. Jesus Christ.
This is beyond the pale.
If Fernando Alonso went to Red Bull and got one more.
I guess next year.
I think this whole thing might be about 2026.
Right.
Because Red Bull's just building their own engines now.
Right.
And I think that might be a challenge because it's a new engine.
Maybe it's not going so hot.
Well, when there's a new engine.
Yeah.
the aero and you don't nail the new engine,
yeah,
especially if it's like an engine dominant car, because I think the Hamilton dominance,
mm-hmm.
I think that was engine based, and
right,
I think that Newey car was great. It just didn't have enough power because it was
right.
a fucking Renault. You know
yes.
what I'm saying?
yes.
Like, that's why they only came in third. Think about that.
Right. Yeah.
That car was coming in third and fighting for wins with a Renault engine, and we've now seen yeah. what that fucking organization is capable
yeah.
of. So,
yeah.
so if so, I think they might have not a lot of faith in this Red Bull power change, but I'm just speculating,
yeah, right,
obviously.
Right.
But
right.
I think if Lando Norris hadn't signed his contract, he's wifed up his girlfriend on Love, his girl on Love Island, and the first
yeah.
bombshell hasn't even entered yet.
Right. That is what kind of has happened.
It's like, dude, at least wait for the first bombshell.
Right. You don't know what's walking through them doors. Anything. It's early days, Lando.
It's early days. It's early
bro.
Days. You know, what is it like? Don't close it off. Like, it's okay to keep your options open, but once you close it off, you can't open it up again.
Right.
Crazy. Like, Love Island strategy 101. But, so because if Lando was still on the market, that bombshell would have been first choice, would have picked
yep.
him.
Right, yeah.
He would have
course.
Been the first choice.
But then it's also one of these things where it's like, if... I mean, I guess if it is, well, we're even getting ahead of ourselves, but yeah, if Max does leave, and the theory is that come 2026, Red Bull's kind of maybe be nowhere, then is that even a place that you're dying to be at?
For 2025, you're dying to be there.
You get the one year.
You get the one year. And then you'll worry about that. You'll worry about the rest.
Worry about the rest later. Oh,
yeah.
My God. But we're already getting it. What else is in the news? Okay, what's going on with MBS? What's going on with this Alonso? He's trying to reverse Alonso. Do you have an understanding of what's happening here?
I am such a fucking scumbag.
He was accused of trying to reverse.
Yeah, because yeah. I read that. He was accused of trying, when I was like, MBS is in trouble. I was like, oh, yes. Finally, this guy's in trouble. I read, MBS is in trouble. Some leaker, said that he,
yes.
some whistleblower, which is a code word for snitch. It's another euphemism for snitch. Some snitch said that this great man decided that, this Alonso penalty is bullshit. Can we, we're really going to do Alonso like that? It was that penalty of when the guy just touched the back of his car. You're not allowed to touch the car while you're serving a penalty.
Oh,
remember that?
One of those.
And
then he lost
his penalty. He lost his podium, and then his penalty was... The podium was reinstated. I think it was the one where George had to give that trophy back. Remember when George delivers his trophy in that video?
Yeah. Oh, I see. This was from a year ago. This is being
yes.
released. Oh, I see what's going on.
And then I thought for a second, maybe this MBS guy isn't so bad.
yeah.
It was a ticky-tack penalty, but that's like, you shouldn't think like me when you're running the... That's why I'm not running the FIA, because I'm like, come on, it's Alonso. He's one of the guys. Are we really going to... Him getting a podium is such a good story. This Aston thing is such a good storyline. Are we really going to take... The rules don't apply to the Dark Lord. Are we really going to fucking ding him for this ticky-tack penalty where some guy just touched the back of the car? He didn't really get an advantage from it. It's not like he's... cutting chicanes or something and getting a real advantage. But then I read that he told he sits down with this guy and he goes, hey, this Alonso thing, make it go away.
Yeah.
Make it disappear.
Yeah.
So I'm like, this guy's a legend. But then I read,
yeah.
He then goes to another person and he says, hey, find something wrong with Las Vegas.
Yeah. Yeah, between every
start
rock and
a
every
fire.
Hard place. Yeah,
start a fire. Maybe health code violation. Maybe put a rat in the soup. They fail their health code violation because they didn't pay their union dues or whatever the fuck.
That's right. Yeah.
And then I went, this is like a Pearl Harbor attack on America. This is horrible. How are you gonna? Then I was mad at him all over again.
Right.
Brian, how do I feel? He went after my favorite driver. He helped my favorite driver, but then he went after my favorite track, and declared war on the United States. So
right.
How do I feel about this?
I mean, listen. This is the bed that you make when you attach yourself to certain things, and all of a sudden you're stood between conflicts of interest. Your children are fighting. This guy who's helping your one son out is fucking with your other son. This is what's going on, and it's tough. It's tough as a father figure when there's things going on with your children, and you just
wait.
I know
the thing you're trying to do right now. You're trying to do a segue, but before you do the killer segue, I'm just gonna I'm gonna fell a giant tree in front of your segue.
Yeah.
He also MBS also has he stuck his nose in a lot of places where people don't want him to stick his nose. Right.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, we're going to control the jewelry. We're going to tell people they can't curse. We're going to wade into this unsubstantiated Toto Wolf, Susie Wolf thing. We are going to actually say, oh, Andretti, you know, come right in. We're also going to say that when this thing was rumored to be worth like $2 billion. He says, oh, it's not worth nearly that much. You know, he's sticking his nose in places that no one wants him to stick his nose. Like, everyone's like, why are you sticking your nose in? This Christian Horner situation is a situation where everyone's like, please stick your nose in. Stick your nose in. This is your job. You are the hall monitor. Because this was an internal investigation that is now starting to bleed into the integrity of the sport, right?
Right.
Because the FIA has the mandate to be like, no, we want to look into this. We want to make sure because, you know, Red Bull checked in on themselves and said, you know what, we're good over here. And it's like, wait, can we check in on the investigation that you did on yourselves? We just want to make sure that everything's tip top. We trust you. Yeah. Trust but verify. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And then there were shots of MBS giving Christian Horner like a big hug. And we're like, oh, God. Oh, no. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And then according to the BBC, there was one report that the BBC then verified.
Yeah.
MBS was like, then sticks his nose in the complete opposite way. He goes to Max Verstappen and he says, hey, Max, you got to back Christian unequivocally.
Yeah.
That's your job, is to back him unequivocally.
Yeah, dude, you've been a little bit wishy-washy. He goes, you've been a bit of wishy-washy in these things. You're kind of saying something, not really saying anything. How about no more of that? How about you put your arm around his shoulder and say, this is my guy. How about you do that, okay, big guy?
And then Max turns around and he goes, you want me to do your fucking job? Investigate him.
If you want to hear the rest of this hysterical episode and so many more episodes like this, you can click the link in description and subscribe to our Patreon. So click that link, or you can go to patreon.com/trfpod. See you on the Patreon, Vankas. Love ya.